Welcome to the Metal Meltdown. I'm your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Thank you very much for being with us here tonight at the Metal Meltdown. Today is June 26th of the year of the Lord, 2023. And we're going to have a great show as usual. We have a couple of guests tonight. We're going to be chatting with Chris King a little later about an awesome metal choir that is happening here in the Lower Mainland in Vancouver. And in a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Jack Sajarni from Red Cane. And so it will be amazing. News, music, you know, everything. And yeah. Sorry about the little delay in the start of the show today. You know how technology is sometimes, so apologies for that. And let's go right into the music. And we'll be right back here at the Metal Meltdown.
Is dead and whole.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station, Simon Fraser University. This is El Doctor Misterio, your host, El Doctor Misterio, and this is the Metal Meltdown. And remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can find present, past, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. Excuse me. Okay, we just listened to Hunting Giants. They are from Vancouver here in Canada. And we listened to the song Into Stone, which is part of their 2022 album Mythos. And apparently they say that it was inspired by the legendary band Iron Maiden. So what do you think? Before that, we listened to Kayas with their single from 2020 called Tempest. And a great connoisseur of metal apparently said that it has some similarity, the intro, with a Rammstein song. So, again, what do you think? And we started the set and the show with Red Cane with their song. They are from Calgary in Alberta, Canada. I'm sorry, Kayas are also from Vancouver. So, two Vancouver, one Calgary. Red Cane from Calgary. We listened to the song Fisher King, which is part of their brand new album, Night Bliss. And I'm going to ask Jack if I'm pronouncing this correctly. So, don't worry. We're almost there. Yes. So, what we're going to do now, we're going to play... We're going to play a Red Cane song. And then, coming back, if technology communicates properly and correctly and cooperates, we will be chatting with Jack once we come back from listening to The Great Hunt, also part of your brand new album. So we'll be right back with Red Cane here at the Metal Meltdown. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. So we just listened to Red Cane, and we listened to the song The Great Hunt, which is part of their brand new album Night Bliss, which again I will be, I'll bet you I'll get corrected right now. So let's try to connect with Jack, so give us a quick second here.
Greetings.
Oh, hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good. Thank you very much for being with us here at the Metal Meltdown.
Fantastic. I'm happy to be here.
Well, no, thank you very much. Yeah, it's great to have you here with us. Okay, so I guess what I usually do is introduce ask you to introduce the band for us. So I guess if you can tell us a little bit of how long you have been together, like how many, you know, albums you have out. Yeah, so stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. So we've been around since 2016. We have an EP and three full-length albums out. Our last album, Nameless, was released last month. Our style as a band is pretty varied, so we have we pride ourselves in having a lot of different influences, genres, but generally we are playing in the prog power field. However, in the latest album, we started introducing a lot of death metal vocals, more growls, heavier, more aggressive, thrashy riffs, and some djent as well. So we're expanding into that territory, but prog power is where I would put this as kind of a core element stylistically. Conceptually, my background is Eastern European, and I was always a huge fan of Eastern European folklore and mythology. So one of the reasons I formed the band was to try to tell those stories and communicate this the same way that I learned them, which is through the kind of songs, oral tradition, and various Eastern European folklore and tales, all of this kind of stuff. So we always have that lean in our content that has to do with that sort of mythology. But we also, I like to describe our music as conceptually the clash between the ancient and the modern. And you can see that in a lot of our tracks. We look toward the future and we look toward the past, and we try to combine the two and see what comes out.